From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. And a special welcome to the Q News podcast listeners in Tasmania. Yes, that's right, Q News goes to VK7 too. It strikes me that the shops are filled with ephemera to celebrate the coming Australia Day. It also strikes me that this is a good time to thank the Redcliffe and Ipswich clubs in particular for their continuing contributions to VK4 Amateur Radio News. In the past few weeks, it's been especially pleasing to also hear from the Darling Downs, Sunshine Coast and Border Rangers. For the rest of the clubs out there, I suppose the rallying cry should be, "Come on, Aussie, come on!" How about it, people? Don't be embarrassed, don't be shy. You're a radio ham, and using a microphone is part of qualifying for your licence now. Our fellow amateurs and SWLs would like to know what is happening in your part of the world. Through the efforts of Tony, VK7AX, Q News goes out in the Southern Island of Australia. Via Echolink, there is a regular DX listenership beyond the shores of VK. Come on, Aussie, come on! Let's get behind the queue. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 PM on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
G'day there, this is Dave, VK4LED, with an update on the happenings from the Darling Downs Radio Club. On Monday the 13th of January, the club reopened for 2014 with its monthly committee meeting. It was great to see familiar faces again. However, it was great to see some visitors pop in and say g'day from the Bunya Mountains AMCOM, namely Ricky, VK4NRL, Neil, VK4NL, and Rick, VK4AYL. It was mentioned at the meeting that Bill Main, VK4ZD, will be giving a presentation on his folded umbrella antenna as well as his 40-metre VK2ABQ beam at January's social and technical meeting, which is to be held on Monday the 27th of January, commencing at 7 PM. For those of you that are unable to make this month's social and technical meeting, the club has tentatively penciled in Bob Merton, VK4ZOW, for February's social and technical meeting. At this stage, he's considering giving a talk on a homebrew, non-interference-generating solar controller. The details are to be confirmed closer to the date. On things even more social, if you would like to attend the club's bi-monthly luncheon, it will be held on the 8th of February at the Blue Mountain Hotel. Times are 11:30 AM for a noon start. Just reminding everyone of the two nets that the club hosts over each weekend. On Saturday night at 7:30 PM, the 80-metre net is held on 3.587, and on Sunday at 10 AM, the 2-metre net is held on 146.75 MHz, the VK4RDD repeater. Echolink and IRLP is available for check-ins during the 2-metre net. However, Echolink is the preferred method, as this allows multiple users to connect in at the same time. Well, that's it from this update from the Darling Downs Radio Club. Details of this audio can be read in the text edition. This has been Dave, VK4LED.
Across Queensland, from Victor Kilo 4 Whiskey India Alpha, you're tuned to Q News. In the Townsville region, you can hear this news on the Victor Kilo 4 Romeo Alpha Tango and Victor Kilo 4 Whiskey India Tango radio systems, 146.7 MHz, right after the WIA National News. On behalf of the Tarkadian retransmit team, this is Gavin, Victor Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu.
Hi everyone, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox, with news from the Redcliffe Club. The club's car boot sale is on Saturday the 1st of February 2014, starting at 8:30 AM at the Clubhouse Car Park, which is located at McFarland Park in Klinger Road, Kippering. UBD, map reference 91G1. Now if you miss the address, type in the Redcliffe Radio Club into your search engine, or read the text edition of this broadcast. It'll cost $3 for each car boot seller, and there'll be quite a few bargains to have. Now, the club will also be hosting a microwave test and tune-up day. And by microwave, that is anything above 1 GHz. Put an entry in your diary for a 9 o'clock start on the 23rd of February at the Redclifton District's Radio Clubhouse at the above address. Available on today is spectrum analysis up to 26 GHz, weak signal sources up to 18 GHz, return loss measurement of up to 26 GHz, noise meter to 2 GHz, sweepers up to 18 GHz, and much, much more. This is your opportunity to test your 1 GHz and up projects using the right equipment, and most importantly, the people will be there to help you to drive them properly. We're combining the day with a 1.2 GHz shootout in the adjacent park after lunch. Even if you don't have any gear or just slightly interested, it's worth a look to see exactly how some of these homebrew creations actually work close up. The barbecue will be fired up for the traditional slugs and the rugs, so drop into the clubhouse and have a look in the chat. Now, last Monday we had our first club tech talk for 2014. It was a fantastic presentation by Adam, VK4 Golf Hotel Zulu, about VK Logger and its new mapping features. Next month, Paul of Victor Kilo 4 Foxtrot Papa Papa Radio will be presenting listening on HF bands using software defined radio. This one is not to be missed. Now, before I go, I must relate a story about one of our club members who is actually a cricket tragic. It's Harry, VK4 Delta Golf Fox. Harry was an ardent supporter of the English cricket team, who actually mowed his yard five times in 3 days, as he could not bear to see his team being actually decimated. He now supports Australia. Well, that's it for now. It's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox, from the Redcliffe District's Radio Club on this Australia Day weekend.
Q News. We've reported, you decide.